So let's review. The Mishnah discusses the appointment of a shliach to accept the get of a minor. Zok the Mishnah, Ketana she'amar hiskabeli giti, eino get ad she'igia get liyada. If a minor asks someone to accept the get on her behalf, the divorce is not effective until she actually receives it. Lafikach imrotza habal lachzor yachzor. Therefore, the husband can retract until she receives the get. She'ein katan oiser shliach. The shliach cannot acquire the get for her because a minor cannot appoint a shliach. However, v'im amar loy avia tzeves kabel abita gita, if her father appoints a shliach to accept the get, imrotza lavzor lo yachzor. As soon as the shliach accepts the get, the husband cannot retract because the father, who is an adult, has the authority to accept kedushin and the get for his daughter, can appoint a shliach. The Mishnah now discusses stipulations in a shliach's appointment. Ha'omer ten get zeh le'ishti b'makom pleini. If a shliach le'ilacha was instructed to deliver a get in a specific place, v'nasnu lo b'makom achar pasul, the get is not valid if it was given elsewhere because, as Rashi explains, ein ritzoinu she'alizu lo sham v'kapedehi. He's particular about the location because he wants to avoid rumors. However, if the husband said harehi b'makom pleini, kosher. If he merely told the shliach of with his wife's whereabouts, the get is valid regardless of where it is given, because as Rashi explains, Eina ela kamara makim. He only intended to help him locate his wife. Similarly, the Mishnah continues, Ha'isha she'amri skabali giti b'makim pleini. If the wife instructed a shliach likabala to accept the get in a specific place, the kibla la b'makim achar pasul, the get is not valid if accepted elsewhere. However, b'lazer machshir. The Gemara explains, because ihu demidait demigarish kapit. As Rashi explains, hadavr talubay. Since the get depends on his approval, we assume that he's particular about the location. However, ihi debal karcha miskareshes mar makim hilai. She gets divorced without her consent. And so as Rashi explains, meno yoda denichele labal lemesvei hasam. She cannot know if her husband will agree to give the get in that particular place. Therefore, we assume that she was simply identifying her husband's location. The Mishnah concludes, Havali giti mimakim pleini. If she instructed him to bring her the get from a specific place, ve'yivila mimakim achar, kosher. Everyone agrees that it is valid because he acts as a shliach lohailacha, as the husband's agent, and so her instructions may be disregarded. Zakta Mishnah, Havali giti, achilis betruma atri gi get liyada. If the wife of a kohen asks someone to serve as her husband's shliach lohailacha, the divorce only takes effect when she actually receives the get, and so she may continue to eat truma until that point. However, hiskabeli giti asura lechel betruma miyad. If she appointed him as a shlich lekabala, she is immediately forbidden to eat truma, as Rashi explains, shema matzim mechutz le'ir v'kibloi menor. Perhaps the shlich accepted the get shortly thereafter, and she is divorced. The Mishnah continues, hiskabeli giti b'mokim pleini. If she instructed the shlich to accept the get in a specific location, she may continue to eat truma until the shliach reaches that place. However, the Gemara infers, Gita miyahava. When the shliach reaches the designated place, the get is effective even though he accepted it elsewhere, because we are referring to a case to Amrle, Hiskabali Gita b'masa machasya, v'zimnin d'mishkachas le'babavl. She told him to accept the get in masa machasya, but added that her husband can sometimes be found in Babel. Therefore, we understand her instructions as follows. Mishkol kol hecha de mishkachas le shak lemine. You may accept the get anywhere. However, gitu lahava ad matzis le masa machasya. The get should only take effect when you reach masa machasya. The Mishnah concludes, Rabbi Laza oisa miyad. She's forbidden to eat truma immediately, because as Rabbi Laza said earlier, mara makam hiloi. She only intends to inform the shlich of her husband's whereabouts. Additionally, Rabbi Lazar refers to a case where she instructed him, Zil lemizrach de isa b'mizrach, head east, because he can be found there, v'ka'oz lemayrev, and the shliach leaves town heading west. Nevertheless, she's forbidden immediately, because Dilma b'hadid de ka'ozl, megis goyiz be, b'yov legita. He might have met the husband on the road and received the get immediately. The Gemara cites a similar question regarding Erevin. Ha'oimer l'shluchei orev li b'tamarim, v'irev loy b'gregoriz. If someone instructs a shlich to establish an eruv with a particular food, and the shlich uses a different food, there are two brises. Tanichada eruv ve'eruv, v'tanyidach ein eruv ve'eruv. The Gemara offers two explanations. It's a machlokes harabbanon de amar kipeida. The rabban hold that it is not an eruv because we assume he is particular. Harabbalaza de amar makam eloi. Rabbi Elazar holds that it is an Erev because we assume that he was merely suggesting. It's not a machlekes. Hava harabbanan. Kam b'shalai, kam b'shal chaveri. The rabbanan say that a person would be particular regarding a get, but there is no reason to assume that one is particular about his Erev. Therefore, they also agree that the Erev is valid if the shlech uses the mishaleach's fruit. However, if the mishaleach received permission to use someone else's fruit, the Erev is not valid if the shlech uses a different sort without permission. Sakta Mishnah. Ha'aymer kisvu get v'tenula ishti, gershua kisvu igeres v'tenula. If a husband gave instructions with one of the following expressions: write and deliver a get to my wife, divorce her, or write a letter and deliver it to her, hare elu yichtubu v'yitnu. He clearly wants the shliach to write and deliver a sefer krisis, a bill of divorce. However, if he used an expression which does not necessarily imply divorce, such as patrua, release her, which might mean to release her from her loans, parnesua, provide for her, which could mean to provide her with clothing, asula kinimus, treat her properly, or asula karo, treat her fittingly, which could refer to her regular needs, loya maklum, the agent may not write a get. The Gemara brings the opinion of Reb Nosson. Patrua dvarv kayaman, pitrua loya maklum. If he says patrua, he means to release her from the marriage. If he says pitrua, he means to release her from her debts. And the Gemara explains, Tani didan debar Eretz Yisrael hu loy dayik. Our Tana, the Mishnah, is from Eretz Yisrael, where they speak Lashon Ivri, and the two terms are used interchangeably. However, Reb Nosson de Bavla hu dayik bein pitrua lepatrua. Reb Nosson, on the other hand, was from Bavel, where they spoke both Lashon Ivri and Lashon Arami. Therefore, these two terms had different connotations. The Gemara adds several other expressions. Shalchua, shavkua, tarchua, hare elu yichtavu b'yitnu. Send her away, let her be, and banish her are all clear expressions of divorce. However, aslo kadas loy maklum, do to her as is required, is not a clear expression of divorce. The Gemara wonders whether the following expressions clearly denote divorce. Haitziuha, take her out. Izvua, leave her. Hitirua, relieve her. Hinechua, let her be. Or ha'ilula, help her. The Gemara leaves these questions unresolved.